Brooklands Radio believes your health matters.
So, in the studio this afternoon, I've got Dr. Jane Mullins, who is a dementia nurse consultant and has devoted over 25 years to the study and practice of dementia care. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon, Jill. Thank you for having a chat with me today.
Oh, no, it's a real pleasure. It's our pleasure. It's a subject that's just so much in the news these days, and I think there's not many of us around who haven't been touched in one way or another by this. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I think you're right. I think there are very few people who haven't actually been touched by dementia or know somebody who has a diagnosis of the conditions. Mm. I'm, as you mentioned, I'm a nurse. I've worked with people who have dementia for over 25 years in memory clinics, hospitals and in care homes. And I have a real passion, really, for working with people who have difficulty with being able to communicate their needs. Mm. So when I worked in the memory clinics, I helped the people and their families through their diagnosis. So that would involve the doctor would often give the diagnosis, and then myself and my colleagues would offer emotional support and practical advice then, signposting them to any services that we felt might be appropriate for them. Mm-hmm. But I certainly felt that the emotional support was probably more helpful than anything that we gave. And as I say, really, I always seem to sense that there's a connection to a person who has dementia beyond speaking. And this is what I've found over the years, caring for people in hospitals and in managing nursing homes, that if we can actually take the time, slow down, we can find other ways of communication beyond the word. So such as touch, gesture, mm-hmm. our facial expressions. And I think that we as human beings, when we take that time, and it's not always easy, particularly when nursing, we can connect more, whether we want to call it on a spiritual level or on some sort of level with the person, and can sense what people's needs are.
Mm. I think you're right. I think there's a couple of sort of facets to this. One is the fact that just someone showing they care, someone touching, someone showing love can have such a dramatic effect energetically on a person.
Absolutely.
And the second thing is, if you can tune into someone else's energy, and I know this is all a bit woo-woo for some people out there, but we are all energetic beings, we are all linked, and sometimes you really feel that you know something about a person before it happens. I mean, it happened to me this afternoon. I was literally working away in here, and I had a minute before I had to change something, and I knew that my guest who was coming into the studio was going to be at the door. So I went to look, and she just came up the stairs as I was looking. So I think sometimes it's just that we just don't tap into it, that people are not aware. And people, I know from my mum, who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, that I don't think she gets the same love as perhaps she did before, because if you're with a person with dementia or Alzheimer's all the time, you do tend to feel impatient, you do feel it's very, very difficult.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, yes, it's easy for me to say, you know, I'm sort of coming from a professional angle, yeah. Although I do have personal experience as well. And I think what you've sort of said then, I totally agree that we connect on an energetic level. And that's what I think I've always done as a nurse. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important that when caring for someone who's got dementia, that you do have some time out. There has to be a way that you can actually spend some time out and look after yourself as well. Mm. And that's where a lot of my work hopefully comes in trying to also explain to people what their loved ones are experiencing.
Mm.
So if we can understand how they're experiencing the world, so, you know, for instance, a person who has dementia is losing, has multiple losses, and they may be losing grip on all that is familiar, whether it's being able to communicate their needs or understand what's being said to them, whether they're not able to recognize things so easily anymore. Mm. There are all sorts of difficulties that people experience. One example I always like to give, actually, because a lot of people don't realize that their loved ones may be having changes in how they see things.
Yes.
So, for instance, if there was a rug in the middle of the room, that may sometimes be perceived as a black hole. So when we can understand that, we can actually understand why they may not want to walk on it.
Yeah.
So again, I always think that's quite a good example to, you know, if we can actually understand how they're experiencing the world, we can perhaps start to help them more and find ways that will help them and to make them feel a bit calmer and relaxed. And in that way, we can also, that can help to be able to understand their needs more.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. I know that congratulations are in order too, because you've recently finished a PhD.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe you could tell us a bit more about that.
Well, again, it sort of followed the theme of what I think I've been sort of working to for many years. It was called A Suitcase of Memories, and I did some research with a number of couples looking at the use of multi-sensory reminiscence. And again, so it was working on a sensory level, looking at enjoying reminiscing over holiday memories. So we looked at sort of positive memories, and this involved us working together, really, as a team, the three of us. We created digital film using their photographs and adding sounds to them, put together a suitcase of holiday memorabilia, such as souvenirs, maps, sun cream, anything, clothes, anything that they could associate with their holidays. So we were looking at touch and smells. And then we also prepared and shared food together that was associated with their holidays. So it was looking at all bringing out the senses, really. And I found that this really helped stimulate language and memories in the person who had the dementia, but also brought the couple together by enjoying an experience and forgetting about the dementia at that time. Although, interestingly, throughout that, there were so many, because we're very complex beings, aren't we? There were so many layers that came out within that. When there were happy memories, sometimes I still was providing emotional support for them both. Now, I know there will be some people here who will probably say, well, if I did that with my mum or my husband or whatever, they might get really confused. You know, if we bring a suitcase out, they may, you know, so they may think that we're going somewhere and that might confuse them. So again, all of these things that we're working on, we have to look at the individual and their life history and how and where they are in their dementia journey.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm very conscious that this will work for some people and actually not for others.
Yeah.
So, and again, it's learning to move and with the waxing and waning of the condition, really.
Yeah.
But I did find overall it was very positive in bringing couples together again, where particularly one is now in a position of being carer. And it brought back something of their relationship that they'd lost over time. So it was very, very, felt very valuable work, actually.
Yeah, no, that sounds as if it would be really, really good. Because you're right, when someone becomes a carer for someone who it was their partner, that you know, their husband or wife, I think that makes it very, very difficult and does change the dynamics in a relationship. We are running out of time, but I really want you to talk a little bit about your book.
Okay. Well, really, I started writing a column for a local newsletter and for a newspaper because I realised that there were a lot of people who were needing some support and were unaware of what was going on. And over time, over about 8 months, I realised that these columns were, I could put them together, really, and out of that came Finding the Light in Dementia, a guide for families, friends and caregivers. And it basically covers all that, what I've been talking about today, explaining why, what's happening to their loved one and how we can help them and help ourselves as carers as well. So it covers about diagnosis, it covers about how to help communicate, how to make the most of memories, how to create a calm, safe home, again, understanding what the person may be experiencing. I also look at sleep, eating and drinking, all those sort of personal care sides of things and how we can help the person. And also if they're having changes in mood, behaviour and possibly if a person's experiencing hallucinations, that can be very frightening for the carer and for the person. So what can be done about that? Mm. So it's sort of, and then it also looking about how you can care for yourself as a carer.
Oh yeah, that's a really important part as well, isn't it? Well, that sounds amazing. I mean, I have actually ordered your book, so I'll be reading that.
Thank you.
I think it's really key for me to look at that at the moment, and my sister's too. Where can people get hold of the book, Jane?
I've got a website.
Okay.
It's www.findingthelightindementia.com.
Okay.
Or you can actually get it directly from Amazon. You can order it from Waterstones, but the easier way to actually get it is through Amazon, actually.
Okay. And by going to your website, people can find out other ways that you might be able to help as well.
Yes, yeah. The website, it explains more about the book, so you'll have more of an idea about it, but also I've got a blog site on there. And also there's connections to my Twitter feed and Facebook feed, which again is I'm sharing all good practice throughout all my social media as well. So everything that I write about is actually evidenced from research as well as practical experience. So
brilliant. Jane, that's so helpful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a real pleasure. That was Jane Mullins, Dr. Jane Mullins, who is our Dementia Nurse Consultant, and talking about her book.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.